Welcome back. The Quincy Farmers Market is now open for the season at St. Chrysostom's Episcopal Parish up in Wollaston. And Janet Little is here to tell us what you can find at this year's market. Janet, happy summer, by the way. Today's the first full day of
there
summer.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now the days are going to get shorter.
That's true. I know. Well, the kids are saying, what are you talking about? We're still in school.
I know, yeah.
I said before, it's the original Quincy Farmers Market, right? How many years now?
Yeah. This is the 45th season.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite a history.
So what makes it the original is it's an agricultural event certified by the state.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And there's certain requirements for that. And the market fits those requirements.
Okay.
The requirements, you have to have at least two or more farmers meet at a regular location, and it fulfills
You've been
that
doing
responsibility.
That for 45 years.
I have not.
No, not
been.
You.
Yeah.
The market itself. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
And it's moved around quite a bit in the city.
Yeah,
right?
It started in the parking lot with crossing the courthouse, right. And then it was up at Faxon Park, and then it spent a year at Kilroy Square, and
right.
Now it's at the church.
Okay, so I mean, only four locations in 45 years, that's not bad. You know, not bad at all. But you've been at the church now for how many years?
This is the fifth year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And how's it been going up there?
Well, we had a great opening day. The weather was perfect.
It was gorgeous.
We have a lot of new vendors and a wide variety of vendors as well.
Okay.
Yeah. We brought live music back.
Yes.
So we now have a singer-songwriter every week.
Very nice.
And we've set up some tables, and we have some courtyard places where people can sit and have lunch. And
okay.
We have a few vendors that are offering food.
Yeah, so it really, I mean, it's kind of a destination for a Sunday afternoon.
You know,
more than just going shopping and leaving, right? Mm-hmm. You can actually spend an hour. Yeah.
And we have a few activities going on each day as well. Yesterday we did a Father's Day passport where you went around to each vendor and got stamped. And when you filled your passport, you were giving a tomato plant or a pepper plant.
Ah.
And we're going to do that again next week because we still have some passports. And
okay.
Then there's a children's grab next week.
Ah, very fun. Okay, yeah. Excellent. So you're really trying to make it a whole
Every
kind of
week
a
through the
day,
summer, excuse me, every week through the summer, we're going to do some kind of family.
Yeah.
Well, not just for families, but
for anyone, yeah. I know that finding that venue, you know, we're a little concerned at the beginning because it was so far removed from where you used to be, but folks have found you, right?
Yeah, well, relocation is one of the most threatening things to a farmer's market.
Yeah.
I suppose any business, actually, right?
Sure.
But you know, it's been a nice spot.
Yeah, and the church is happy, I'm sure, to have some activity after services.
Yeah.
Do folks come in after services? And
yeah, well,
Father
Chris Capaldo really wants the space to be a community, therefore the community to use. It's a beautiful shaded spot, and he's delighted to be of service to the community.
Yeah, yeah. How long have you yourself been involved with the market, Janet?
This is my 16th year.
Okay, all right. How did you first get involved?
I bought a community-supported agriculture share from Stillman's.
Okay.
And went up to volunteer. They were asking for volunteers, and I said, well, I can do 12 to 1 or 11:30 to 1. And at 1 o'clock, no one else came. And I said, I can stay till 2. And he said, okay. And at 2 o'clock, no one came. And then at 5 o'clock, I said, I'm going home.
Right. And 16 years later, you're helping to run it.
Right, exactly.
Has it been rewarding for you?
Yeah, I love food, you know that.
I know you do. You're an excellent cook, by the way.
Well,
yes.
Thank you. I love to cook, but I love food.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's very rewarding for me.
It's a good fit,
And I like, you know, supporting local businesses as well. That's another thing that's kind of important to me. I spend my money on things that I value, and food and, you know, family and local businesses.
Yeah.
Three of those things.
And giving the market folks a venue, right? An opportunity to connect with the public.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
That's one of the other things that's required for it to be a certified event is that you're selling something more than just the product.
I see.
One of the things you're selling is relationship and knowledge.
Yes.
You can come, you can talk to the vendors, how is it prepared?
Right.
You know.
How do I plant this?
They won't give you the recipe. But.
Well, no, of course not. Right, yeah. But it's just, you know, their experiential knowledge, right? They come from the families of farmers.
Yeah, that's right. The farmers will tell you, you know, how the food is grown and, you know, what they don't use chemicals, but, you know, what nutrients are put into the soil and all of that. So you can really trust the food.
Yeah, and that's the difference. You are dealing directly with the grower when you go to a farmer's market, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what can we find at this year's market, Janet?
Well, there you go.
I was on the website the other day, and the list just kept going and going and going of all your vendors. Yeah.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
Well, the four farmers are back. So we have Charles River Farm, traditional fruits and vegetables, and the Daily Farm is back from Rhode Island. The Charles River Farm is from Franklin. The Daily Farm from Rhode Island is back, and they have a lot of Asian greens as well as traditional fruits and vegetables. And there's actually a farm in Squanum called the Salamander Farm.
Really?
Yes, there is. Oh. And they come to the market. They do a wide variety of heirloom tomatoes.
Oh, okay.
As well as Asian vegetables, and they get some apples in the fall and other typical things you would find. They're a small farm,
sure,
obviously, because it's in Squanum.
Well, it's in Squanum. It's a peninsula.
But you'll be amazed at what they get off of the piece of property that they have.
Yeah. You can't get much more local than that.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
Okay.
And no carbon footprint either.
And no carbon footprint. That's right. I'd ever heard of that. I've worked in Quincy for 40 years, Janet. Yeah.
Well, this is just their second year at the market.
Okay.
So,
all right.
But they're there. And then Mike, of course, has returned from Pembroke with his eggs.
Yes.
And he also brings Pembroke local honey and Ackerman's maple syrup. Because Ackerman's used to be at the farmer's market when it was up at the Patchen Field.
That's right.
But they stay home now and raise their children.
I see. Okay. All right.
If you want, if you have a sweet tooth, the market's the place for you. We have four bakers now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have OMG, Oh My God Bakery. They come with challah bread. Did I say it right? I always forget if it's challah or challah.
Oh, challah.
Oh, challah. That's how you say it. I never can remember how to say that.
I have Jewish friends, so they've educated me.
Challah.
It's delicious. Mm. Yeah.
As well as bagels and English muffins.
Okay.
Lenita Artisan Bakery and Sweets. They're located in Quincy now. They come and they bring sourdough bread as well in croissants and a selection of sweets.
Oh boy, okay.
And returning from last year is Nori Bakes. Nori's baking, and she has beautiful, beautiful cookies. So, wide variety of Biscoff, I think is how you say it.
Okay.
Biscoff cookies. They're kind of like a little bit like a shortbread, but not quite as buttery, but crispy buttery.
Sounds amazing. How can you go wrong?
In Dubai cookies, two of her specialties, but she brings four or five different varieties, and she really makes a great cookie.
Okay.
And Annalie Bakes, Annalisa Bakes, is back, and she is bringing focaccio, as well as banana bread and scones and a few other things. And then, oh my gosh, we have five bakers.
Oh, really?
We also have the Cramped Cook, who brings pies and muffins. She brings a cookie, pies, muffins, cupcakes was the other thing. But a variety of sweets. But,
Wow, you really can fulfill your sweet tooth at
just
the farmer's market.
Just about anything you want will be there, I think.
How many vendors in total this year?
There's 15 full-time vendors and then a couple part-time vendors.
Now, has that grown?
Yeah, we had 15 up at Pagin Field at one time, but this is the biggest market that the Quincy Farmers Market has ever had, especially since we've moved to St. Chrysostom's Church.
Yeah, wow. That's saying something.
Yeah.
To what do you attribute that to? You know, is it just word of mouth and folks wait for it?
I don't know. They all contacted me.
Okay,
you know,
right.
That's basically the way you get vendors is they come and
they reach out
ask,
to you.
You know, request a spot, the market.
Okay.
But there's also a couple, if you want a beverage and sit and listen to music and buy some lunch and sit down and eat, you can do that as well.
Okay.
We have a coffee vendor. We have a Tranquil Cup is their name. They're from Quincy as well. And we have Roots Pressed. She bring ginger shots and juices.
Hmm.
At Lunita's, you can also get, they're bringing some chai tea and coffee and a couple other drinks. And we have two vendors that are bringing prepared foods. One is Empanadas.
Hmm. Easy to eat, so you know, walk around while you're handheld food.
Yeah, there you go.
Very good.
But we also have tables you can sit and eat if
good
you want as well.
Good to know.
It's a Colombian style empanada from a family traditional recipe, and we have a taste of Naffy, and she's making African chicken. Huh. Yeah. Okay. She sold out yesterday. And the empanada almost sold out. She only had four left.
It must be wonderful.
They're bringing
then.
More next week, so come down.
If you missed it yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, but exactly.
Okay. Every Sunday is the market?
Every Sunday. Okay. We changed our starting time. We're starting at noon now instead of 12:30.
Oh, okay.
So it's noon to 4.
Noon to 4 yeah. on Sundays, okay. And that's right through when?
End of October.
End of October.
It's every okay. Sunday through the end of October.
Okay.
The 25th is the last date, I believe, October 25th.
Okay, very good. And that's rain or shine, right? Unless it's
if it's
torrent.
Really stormy, yeah.
Yeah. But there are tents, like you mentioned. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's just a light rain, they'll be there.
Yeah, because it's under the trees, if it's a light rain, it's not, it's kind of protected.
Yep.
It's on the natural umbrella, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, no, exactly, you know? Yeah. Yeah. And logistically, Janet, in terms of getting there, what's the good advice to
like? Well, it's 531 Hancock Street,
yeah.
if you Google it, you know.
Yeah.
It's centrally located between the two T stations,
yes.
Wollaston and North Quincy. It's two or three blocks either way, so
yeah.
it's very walkable. We do have, there's a parking lot, and there's plenty of street parking as well.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. I know you like to ask folks to be respectful of the neighborhood, right? If they're parking, not to park on somebody's sidewalk or lawn or what
yeah.
have you.
Don't block the driveway. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
yeah.
Or a hydrant.
Oh, good point. Yes, of course. And obey all the traffic rules for sure. Yeah.
And also in the heat, the market is really great because the trees cool it down.
Yes.
So don't be afraid to come out on a hot summer day,
because sure.
it'll be cooler there than yeah. in your house. Well, unless you have air conditioning.
And there's cool refreshments.
Yes, there is.
Available
yes.
as well. And kids' activities, will there be something every week?
Every week through the summer.
Entertainment?
Yeah.
There
mm-hmm.
will be.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, we are having entertainment every week through the summer as well.
Okay.
The entertainment is being provided by the Bristol Recording Company in Boston.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they're pretty talented singers.
Very good. Okay. And do you need more vendors, or is there room for more vendors even?
We have two or three more spaces we could fit somebody in. If
okay.
anyone's interested, give me a call.
Okay.
At 617-729-5032.
Okay, I'm writing that down. We're going to put that out. 617-729-5032. Mm-hmm. Website, of course.
Yes, you can contact us through the website, which is quincyfarmersmarket.com.
Okay, and social media? Do you social media?
No, I don't, but
no,
some
I mean,
people do.
Right.
Facebook yeah, and Instagram.
Okay,
yes.
You're on there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's going to be some new leadership at the Quincy Farmers Market in the future, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. One of the farmer's daughters is the on-site manager now,
yeah.
so she's going to be taking it over. And she's got a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And it showed.
Yeah.
It showed Sunday.
That's great. That's yeah. great. And she is? Who is she?
Her name is Sarah Adelea.
Okay.
And people at the market love her. She's been coming to the market since she was, since COVID.
Wow.
So since she's been 10.
Yeah.
And she just has so much personality.
Okay.
You know, she's, could go down and say hello to her. You'll love her. You'll fall in love with her. She's
okay.
lovely.
Okay. And she's, I mean, from a farming family, so
yes.
she has that
mm-hmm.
background as well. Yeah.
yeah.
Has anybody been with the market from the beginning, like, you know, close to the beginning?
From St. Christostom's?
No, from the beginning of the market.
No.
No, okay.
No.
What would you say is your longest-serving vendor, longest vendor that's been there? It's got to be one of the farms.
Well, since we've moved to St. Christostom's Church,
yeah.
Three of the four farmers are originals.
Okay.
Yeah.
Original to the Quincy Farmers Market?
No, just to the switch.
Location.
Well, Andy Delaya from Charles River Farm actually was with us up at Kilroy Square and up at the Pageant Field during
okay.
COVID. He started. In fact, he only did microgreens and flowers and sold the microgreens to high-end restaurants
oh.
and then went in the flowers to flower shops.
Sure.
And when COVID hit, of course, the restaurants closed.
Yes.
He had no business. And I guess we were in his little, what's that called when you have your phone numbers and that?
Your Rolodex?
There you go, the Rolodex.
Yes, I'm old too.
He
so.
Was kind of panicking, going, what are we going to do? And
yeah.
he called us up and said, can I come to the market? And we're like, sure. And
okay.
he has been with us since.
Okay. But any from the 45 years ago?
No.
No, okay.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I didn't know if it would pass down from generation to generation.
No. Potentially, if the day hadn't changed, but when a day changes, that makes it difficult for farmers because they already have their schedules.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. So it used to be on Fridays, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. Moved to Sundays now. Any other vendors you want to mention? We only talked about a couple of them. There's what, 15? You said 14 or 15.
Yeah.
So there's more to talk about for sure. I know.
Well, I think yeah. I mentioned all of them except we do have a market cupboard now, So we have some things that you can come and taste.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we have olive oil. One of the things that we wanted to do was increase the income without increasing the cost to the vendors.
Yes.
The market is run all by volunteers.
Yep.
So we decided to buy some wholesale products and sell them. And we do have Golden Rule honey.
Yes.
Golden Rule honey has been with the Quincy Farmers Market since 2008.
Okay.
But she's in at SOA. And if you really want local honey, you can get it at SOA through her. But
okay.
We carry her other honeys at the market. We also sell hippie pilgrim salts.
Okay.
And we're going to be doing a tasting of the dipping salt with olive oil and bread, focaccia bread that Annalisa makes. And this year we brought in hot sauces, Cracks sauce. A man from Lowell started a hot sauce company, and we come down and taste three of his hot sauces. And we also taste olive oil and balsamic vinegar, because in Texas there's an emerging olive oil and Texas business.
That. Yeah, which you'd never think, but right. Yeah.
Well, apparently between San Antonio and Austin, the climate is very similar to Spain.
I see.
So they grow olives and they make olive oil.
Okay.
And this particular farmer, Texana is the brand, also does the balsamic vinegar because he grows grapes.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's also an emerging wine industry happening in the same area.
Is that right?
Yeah. There's over 50 wineries now. Oh, 40 wineries.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can really learn a little bit too at the farmers markets about some of the emerging growing locations throughout this country. Yeah. Again, website's best place to go, right, to get information about your vendors or to reach out.
Everything's out there.
Okay.
Everything's on the website, all the vendors.
Or to give you a call.
We're more than happy to talk to anyone.
Okay, great. Or just stop by on Sundays from noon to 4 p.m.
That's the best way to communicate.
Right, exactly.
Face-to-face.
Yep, through October 25th. I hope you have a super successful season. I know you will.
Yeah, I hope so.
Thanks for coming by
to share. Was off to a good start.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks so much, Janet. Great to see
thank
you.
Thank you. Thanks You're for
welcome.
Having me again.
Oh, happy to do it. We'll have to have Sarah back with you later
yes,
on this year.
Yes, yeah. She'd love to come. She would have come today, except she had her finals.
Ah, okay. So. Well, I guess there is that.
Yeah.
Thanks again.
Yeah.